I quit a corporate job to start Mum's Garage. It was kind of a crazy thing to do because, like, Mum's Garage is very meta. I kind of, as I learn, I teach. And, like, that was a hard thing to do, firstly. And it's hard coming into the startup space when you're, you know, new, relatively young. You don't have a history of doing a whole lot of companies before.
Right.
People were like, what the heck are you doing?
Traveling New Zealand, featuring and celebrating amazing women in tech all across the North Island and South Island, I came across James with Werewolf, and man, was he helpful in connecting me to the women in tech community in order to enable me to empower these incredible women to move forward. So just passionate about women in tech.
My name is James Burns. I'm Chief Marketing Officer at Werewolf, the app for venture tourism operators. I've had the pleasure of working for a lot of really smart women, and both in tech and outside of tech. And it's just generally been my experience over the last 20 years that there's not nearly enough women's voices in leadership roles in tech companies. And so I just think it's important that we have that sort of voice. Myself, I have two young daughters who today are 4 and 6. And I want to make sure that when they get to an age where they're ready to start their first company, that they have all the opportunity and support that they need. Werewolf makes it easy for adventure tourism operators, everything from skydiving companies and bungee operators to jet boating and rafting companies, to go paperless, to handle the guests from arrival all the way through departure, check them in through a really beautiful custom-branded iPad app, ask them a lot of key questions, take that data to build a customer marketing database. Werewolf was recognized by Deloitte in their Fast 50 Awards for this year as the rising star one to watch. And as we move to the United States, it's really important that we continue to capitalize on the kind of growth that we've experienced over the last 3 years. And we're doubling, tripling the size of the company annually. Queenstown is the adventure capital of the world. Right, we have 150 plus adventure tourism operators just within a 10-minute drive of where we're sitting right now. Any activity you can think of you'd want to do, you could do it. Bungee jumping was invented here. Jet boating was invented here. I mean, there's so much that happens here. There's so much innovation around the adventure topic that we're really primed well to leverage that. And that's no better place for us to be based.
Be sure to explore more about Werewolf at getwerewolf.com. That's GETWHEREWOLF.com. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast as we celebrate extraordinary women across the North and South Island of New Zealand. It has been an extraordinary life experience for me, and I am really looking forward to celebrating this next guest with us, Natalie. Welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. We were connected via James, who's amazing with Werewolf, back in Queenstown, who's such a champion of the women in tech community all across New Zealand. So I'm really grateful that we could be sitting together now and that you've been so flexible to do so. Go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody and tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay, so I'm Natalie and I run a company called Mum's Garage, and we teach people how to start and grow companies.
So how is it different than everything else that exists out there? And can you spell it for us for people that want to kind of Google search it right now?
Yeah, sure. So it's Mums, like the New Zealand spelling, which is M-U-M-S, and then Garage, which is G-A-R-A-G-E, and then we're .com.
Cool. So tell me about Mums Garage. How does it differ than everything else out there?
Well, the main way we're different, I guess I can tell you why we got started, and that's
Please.
Explains yeah. how it's different. So I became really frustrated with the lack of support for people who had ideas or aspirations to start their own business, but they didn't really know what it was that they wanted to start.
Yeah.
They didn't know what their product was. They weren't looking to raise money at any point. They just sort of needed a community and support to figure that part out.
Yeah.
So Mum's Garage, actually, it's called Mum's Garage because it started in my mum's garage.
Right.
So I started running workshops, teaching people how to figure out what they really care about and then how to turn that into something that, you know, creates value and is scalable,
right.
which is a company. And so I guess we're different because we focus very much on the early stage idea development. So helping people to come up and find the problem that they really care about solving.
Right.
Rather than focusing on product and like raising money and that side of thing.
Totally, because it comes from the right place. Yeah.
So we fill that gap. And we have a different philosophy for starting and growing companies. And I think that's what makes us different.
What's your different philosophy?
We focus very much on the human side of business. We kind of combine like social entrepreneurship,
right.
purpose-driven entrepreneurship with high-growth startup
yeah.
principles.
And, yeah, yeah.
And we just incorporate other principles into how we teach people to build companies.
Have you ever read The Desire Map? Or
no,
heard of it?
I haven't.
I think you'd love it.
Okay.
It was recommended to me by my mentor, and it's about creating your life based on the feelings you want to have,
yeah,
rather than acquiring things.
Okay.
And it's like about being purpose driven and then building a life, kind of like building a product around that.
Yeah.
And so I think you'd really resonate with the design. I really like it. And
okay,
it's
cool.
On Audible as well. So
nice.
Now do you work out of the co-working space that we're sitting outside of?
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Well, actually, its main purpose is it's a dev academy. So there's a company called Inspiral, and they teach people to code in there. And we've just sort of set up a little space within there where it's mostly for early stage founders or solo founders or small teams.
Nice.
This is kind of the community hub or part of the community.
And are you from Auckland?
No, I'm originally from Kirikiri, which is 3 hours north.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I like Kirikiri.
Yeah.
It was really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And when did you move to Auckland?
When was it? I moved down for uni, which must have been 2005. Yeah. Yes.
And do you know how to code yourself, or what's your involvement in the tech industry?
I don't know how to code. No. I know some very, very basic stuff, but
yeah,
I wouldn't say I know how to code.
Yeah.
So my involvement is helping tech companies. So that's what we run. I've done a few programs. We've done a pre-accelerator program, which feeds into one of the accelerators
right,
of the accelerators that was here. So that's – and then Mum's Garage, we are trying to – put what we do in a more scalable form. So we've got programs that are online.
Right. And why are you the person to take someone's tech company to the next level?
Well, it depends on what stage they're at, really. And it depends on what their like purpose or objective is. What we've developed seems to work really well. We focus a lot on validation and customer discovery, and we have sort of a unique way of teaching that makes people really understand, I guess, the kind of reality states of their customers. And when you understand that, the more you understand about the human element of what you're building and who you're serving,
yeah,
and what they value, the better you're able to make decisions around how you build product.
Totally.
So our purpose is to help people make the most of their existence. And there's a lot of processes that humans go through and that just exist, you could say, in the universe, that actually really apply to how you build companies.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that we currently look at building companies, from what I've seen, is very much, this is the structure, this is what has worked, this is the process that you go through, so this is what you go through. Like, you come into an accelerator and you go through that process, or you raise money and you go through that process. And we're not really teaching the structures or the thinking or philosophies that enable people to make their own decisions,
right,
based on what they really feel is right for the company that they are trying to build, so that company evolves in a way that is truly unique,
right,
based on their views or their philosophies or their beliefs and the other people in the company or what they see as being valuable.
Right.
So what we teach is a way of thinking and behaving and processes that like empower founders to make decisions that they think are best, rather than following what's being done or what they're told that they need to do,
yeah,
in order to raise money or hit X, Y, Z.
Yeah. And where do you want to see it go? Like, what's your dream for a year from now?
That's also another good question. Well, we want to go offshore outside of New Zealand. Well, I'm very much about supporting underdogs. So giving the people that don't fit the typical mold of what success looks like an opportunity to solve problems and create value for themselves and the world on a large scale. So we want as many people as possible to be starting companies and creating value, or at least experiencing what entrepreneurship is, so that they, because entrepreneurship is very much about self-discovery as well, right? You figure out what you're good at, what you're not good at, what you want to create, how you create value, which is a huge skill, and most people don't have that. Like, we have a system that's set up to tell people what value they have, and they go into a role, and that's the, you know, versus giving them an opportunity to discover what value they really want to create. So we want as many people as possible to have that opportunity. And so that's why we run the programs and events to bring people into this way of thinking so that they can start companies that employ happier people and build better products.
And when did you first discover your passion for technology?
You know, when I started Mum's Garage, it actually wasn't so much out of a passion for technology, more so a passion for people and ideas. Like, I've always loved ideas. But the passion for technology kind of evolved as Mum's Garage evolved.
How long has it existed?
Just over 2.5 years.
Nice.
Yeah. And
how many people have gone through your program?
Oh, well, we've had a number of iterations of programs. So we've had, it's over 100 that have gone through programs that we've had.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's still like, because we run early stage programs, right?
So yeah.
The first one that we started with and ran for a fair amount of time was for a month. And
yeah.
Then the pre-accelerator that we ran was slightly longer, and now we're introducing longer and longer programs. So I feel it's good, but starting a company is such a long journey, and
yeah.
So I feel we do this work to get people through the first part, and so now we're trying to build the second stage,
yeah.
Which is, you know, so we keep that momentum
right.
for them. So yeah, it's a few, but it still feels like we've got heaps and heaps to do.
Totally.
Yeah. What was the question?
But your love for technology, how
love
did
for
that
technology.
I know you guys, it's super hot in here, so yeah it's a little distracting.
Well, the thing actually, it just evolved because it's kind of, technology can be really, is really empowering for people. And it's also like software is incredible because it's this new space where you can just totally create new realities. Like,
right.
Which is just, such a cool thing. You
right.
can create a product really fast and have people all over the world using it.
Right.
Which so the ability to like create ideas is really exciting, like using software or whatever form of technology. And then the ability to just connect with people that you've never been able to connect before. But
yeah.
But what really gets me excited, the technology I'm most excited about at the moment is blockchain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, why? Everybody.
Everybody is. But I've been excited about it for a while. And I guess it's just because I'm very passionate about value exchange and like having the most efficient system for maximizing value exchange. And I think we, like the intermediaries that exist in the world
are right.
so inefficient for value exchange.
Yeah.
And blockchain solves that problem, and it also facilitates, like, it's a technology that facilitates community, which is really exciting. So I'm excited about community as well. So
nice.
This, yeah. And I guess I could talk about this for a fair amount, but
I can see how passionate you are in your face. What would you say is your favorite tech tool?
My favorite tech tool. That's really hard. Zapier is one of my favorites.
I love Zapier.
Yeah,
yes. Tell
so
us
good.
About Zapier.
Oh, about what it is?
Yeah.
So it's just an app that enables, like, connects apps, I guess. So I love it because it's just a workaround for a lot of things.
It makes things so much more efficient
it
and
does.
Faster.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about your favorite book? And Zapier, by the way, Carl will include it in the show notes, is Zapier.
Yeah.
What's your favorite book, professional or personal?
Oh, can I say three?
Yeah.
Three books?
Yeah.
Okay. Principles Ray Dalio is one that's really, really great just because it's...
Yeah.
Great at helping you understand like a way of thinking and mechanisms for making decisions, and I think that's really important. I've lost my Sapiens is the other, and I'm really bad with names, so I should.
What's it?
Names.
What's Sapiens about?
Sapiens. It's about the evolution of humans beyond just our biological evolution, but also cultural evolution.
Yeah.
Which, when you understand why you behave in a particular way, you're just able to rationalize and understand things a lot better.
Yeah.
Which is great. And then the last one is The Book of Life by J. Krishnamurti. And I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. But, yeah, those three.
And what's that about?
That's just a series of his meditations. And it really just nails the fundamentals of, like, human behavior and emotions in a way that's not giving you the certainty that we all crave. But it's just, you read every page and you just can think, you know, it just gets you thinking yeah. in a way that's really, really beneficial.
And what's one challenge that you've successfully overcome, and what did you learn from it?
My life, there's a lot of challenges all the time. Quitting my job was, because I quit a corporate job to start Mum's Garage, and it was kind of a crazy thing to do because, like, Mum's Garage is very meta. I teach.
Yeah.
And, like, that was a hard thing to do, firstly. And then it was also, like, it's hard coming into the startup space. It's very, can be quite territorial in a way. And when you're, you know, new, relatively young, you don't have a history of doing a whole lot of companies before.
Right.
People were like, what the heck are you doing? But I don't know. That's the first time in my life where I felt really certain about doing something. Like, it was the first time in my life that I really found what brought me alive and I was naturally good at it.
Right.
And that's sort of a challenge that I face all the time. The challenge is like, well, do I just stop doing Mum's Garage and build a high growth tech company? Because people say that I should be doing that. You know, they say, why you're building this community. What is it? Why don't you, you know, do the path that everyone else does? But I just keep coming back to Mum's Garage because I love doing it. And I love supporting other people to build great technology. Yeah, it's that ongoing challenge and then just realizing why you're doing this particular thing and always coming back to that. Yeah, I guess that's kind of a roundabout way of answering your question.
I dig it. Where can people connect with you online?
I can give my email.
Yeah.
So it's just natalie@mumsgarage.com.
Can you spell it for us?
Yeah. It's natalie@mumsgarage.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me.
If you guys want to connect with more incredible women around the world, be sure to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight to the Facebook group. And say hello on social at Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Women in Tech Show. If you want a sticker, let us know. I almost always forget. So Natalie, here are your stickers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Any last thoughts before we wrap up?
Oh, no, it was fun. Thanks. I love being asked hard questions that make you think about things. And so you did that, which is good.
Yay. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye. My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.